And welcome to another episode of Getting to Know the Dead, and I am your host, Deadbug. And happy Sunday, everybody. Now, first up, I want to do is I want to welcome all new patrons. Welcome. There's a few of you. And I hope you're figuring out, patron, how it works. And you're enjoying it so far. I'm trying to do some extra uploads and little things, like making sure the music's there for you guys. And you're getting something out of it for your money. And yeah, of course, hopefully you're getting the fact that you're supporting my work, which is always nice, because it does keep me going. Because now, like I said, I don't fucking get anything from PayPal tip jar, because they're running ads and stuff. YouTube have decided to, it's funny, because they say that I can't monetize my work because it's crime adult content, but they let this company called AdRev run ads in front of my work, so it's a bit heartbreaking, you know. It's just, and it shows the duplicity of YouTube, that they're downright, it's funny, because I left a bit of a rant on one of their pages talking about monetizing your account and stuff, and I just basically said, YouTube, you're a liar, you know. This company AdRev monetize my videos, but you won't let me run ads, you know. So all this whole thing is, you know, we want to keep it safe for, you know, commercials and stuff, don't want to run their stuff in front of crime stuff. Clearly they do, because they run ads in front of my stuff, and I get nothing for it. So a further kick in the teeth. So make no mistake, the reason I'm still making content is because of you guys. Remember that. That's because of you guys. If you weren't here, I wouldn't fucking post anywhere. What singer was the guy who said, "The thrill is gone"? Because the fucking thrill is gone for me, I'll tell you what. Getting fucked by YouTube. But yeah, so I want to welcome everybody. So I premiered my Girl A yesterday, and I know some of you guys were there. Marsha was there, Tabby was there, John was there, you know, the Fuse guys there, KT was there, and hopefully, I think that's pretty cool. Again, I can't do a super chat like Bubba Dyke. That would be good, you know, where you can sort of showcase people's messages and stuff. I do it just because I think it's kind of nice for the fans. I don't get anything out of it, but I thought sometimes it's nice to bring everybody together. And it's just nice, isn't it? It'd be good if I could figure out how to do a chat there. You know, again, without showing my face. Because as you know, I'm too fucking handsome to show my face. So I prefer not to. And so we'll see what happens. I'm working things out. I'm still figuring it out. So how did everybody like Girl A? My latest Jap masterpiece. I'm going to cough here, sorry. Now I'm going to take a drink of coffee to clear that cough away. Girl A's a strange one. I've been trying to do that for about 3 years. And I have a friend who works in the Japanese court system, and I've been asking him for 3 years, and he just always says, I can't. It's locked away. The case is locked away for 100 years until everybody's dead, apparently. And I said, listen, sneak me stuff out. I said, have you seen it? And he said, yeah, I've seen it. But he said it's all encrypted documents, all fancy stuff in terms I don't know about. Anyways, the other day I got a document in Japanese, and he said, Merry Christmas, don't ask for anything from me for another 3 years. And it was the case of Girl A, every detail, the prosecutor's case, which I included. Now, I knew a few people said, oh, I've heard of this before, but I didn't hear about the cats, because it was the cat heads and stuff. And I can tell you right now, you haven't heard of any of those things before, except for the very basic details, because there's nothing out there. And what I released, yeah, you know, is I got an encrypted Jap document that I had to sit there and go through and translate for a week before I could put the details in a video. So I assure you, you haven't heard any of it. You know, a lot of these cases seem similar, so maybe you think you'd heard of it. So I hope you liked it. People seem to like it. and I enjoyed doing it. I'm running out of job crimes. Speaking about crimes, has anybody heard, because there's a big story over here in England right now, has anybody heard about that American who worked at an aircraft base over here who ran over and killed an English kid named Harry Dunn? And he was out riding his motorcycle, and she pulled out, and she was driving on the wrong side of the road, and she just obliterated the guy. And they were picking him up in a bucket, apparently, because that's how badly she fucking killed him. If there are different degrees of killing someone, but I shouldn't laugh. But it's so. Anyways, they came to this woman, and because she's got diplomatic immunity, you know, they said, well, we're going to need to talk to you about this, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I guess they're going to charge her, whatever they're going to do. I don't know what they were going to do. So anyway, she said, you don't have to worry about me. I'm not going to take flight. I'm not going to go. I'm not going to leave the country. First thing the fucking bitch did was was fucking get on a plane and fucking take off. And I think that's a weird one. Because you sit there and you say how, you know, oh God, this woman's repulsive, this woman's got no honor. But think about it. If you're facing jail or you're facing trouble with the police and you've got the option to run, you know, you're scared. You've got that option, you know, and I'm just wondering. And so this woman's just fucked off. So it's funny because she's saying now, you know, everybody's putting the pressure, there's diplomatic pressure, and the woman says sorry that she wants to talk to the Dunn family. I don't know what this woman's name is, I think, because I'm not sure they've even released it. But she said sorry. And you kill someone's son. I mean, that's what this woman's name is, Mrs. Sakoulis. You kill someone's son. You know, these people are old, and that's their only son, it looks like. I mean, fuck, sorry. Holy fuck. I mean, what do you want to do? I mean, they must be just so overrun by grief and anger, and the fact that this woman fucked off out of the country. But that's a tough one. I mean, you can be critical of people like that, but something that happened to me a few years ago, well, a long time ago now, where I took flight. I left the country. I didn't kill anybody, but I was involved in an accident where someone was killed, and they wanted me to testify against one of my friends. And I left. Ah, fuck it. I'm not going to testify against one of my friends. I didn't think my friend had done anything wrong, but I would have been sort of implicated in maybe putting him in jail. And he went to jail anyways. His life was basically fucking destroyed. His fiance left him and married some other dude, and he went to jail for 2 years, lost his job. But I took off. You know, because I didn't want to testify against him. And plus, you know, I don't know, it's a tough one. What would you guys do? Oh, hey, look at this. I just got this message right now. I got to read this out to you. This is for my Jap girl A. Could you be more insensitive? I love... You don't know how many times I get that level of sarcasm. There isn't even any intelligence in... Can you be more insensitive? But what makes this worse is that someone actually took the time to type this. Could you be more insensitive? It's like, at what point, dude or lady, whatever you are, did you figure that this was a channel for the sensitive? The 10 warnings that I... Because some people, they make fun of me because I put the, you know, warning, this film contains dead bodies, or this contains foul language, or whatever. It clearly says in YouTube's terms and conditions that you have to fucking warn people as many fucking times. You have to explain the context. So you have to say, warning, there is dead bodies in here because this is a video about a serial killer. A warning, there is a slight nudity here because this is a documentary about a Playboy model who got murdered. Like, that's how ridiculous YouTube is. It's like, it's not all the fucking warnings that are enough. Like, I've got it on my channel trailer. I've got it in the text box. I run a warning before my video. It's like, and that's still not enough, where this fucking idiot says, can you be more insensitive? It's like, fuck, it's almost like I gotta stop every fucking 25 seconds and put a card up saying, warning, there's some swearing coming. Someone told me, I forget, one of you guys told me that some of the channels, they, instead of saying fucking and sex and things like that, they say extreme petting or whatever. I forgot what they said, something like that. Like, they, people are even afraid to, if they say sex, that they'll get demonetized. And you know what? I don't fucking cuddle. I don't heavy pet. I fuck. And when I fuck, I fuck. You know what I mean? And if you can't, you know, don't fucking, if you can't fucking co-op, if you can't fucking go full on and pull your fucking balls and cock out and fucking do it, don't do it. Don't make YouTube videos on true crime. Make them on fucking, you know, fucking homemade yoga or fucking facials and shit. Make it on, like, I probably can't even say facial any fucking more because it means something totally fucking different to the fucking sensitive squad. But that's my opinion. You know, if you can't, a true crime, a murder is a horrible thing with horrible details. And, you know, because it's always like people say to me, they say, well, you should, don't say fucking because they weren't fucking. It's like a killer is fucking, okay? The person who's being fucked isn't getting fucked. I mean, they're not making love or something. I mean, you know, I don't know what you want me to fucking say. It's like, if you're too sensitive, don't make true crime videos. But yeah, that was interesting that someone said that people are even afraid to say sex. I mean, it's like that other day when I posted that transgender video. That's what YouTube are fucking trying to peddle on people. I don't know. It's almost like they're testing me to see that if I will, you know, make a nasty remark or something, which I never would, because I mean, you know. Okay, Tutti Frutti, if you want to make a fucking video about you dressing up like a woman and riding around fucking town and stuff. I always, you know, it's funny, because I always said, because I had a friend of mine who was, you know, had a friend who were like transgender. And what I, you know, and my friend, he's a good guy, but he's a bit of a virtue signaler. You know, like, just a bit. Really good guy, but he, I don't know. He just is that side of him. And I would always tell him what I tell everybody. Let's come back in 20 years and see your friend who likes to dress up like a woman, okay? Or like, as a transgender, and he plucks his eyebrows, and he's got all his eyebrows tattooed, and he wears the lipstick and stuff, and you all think he's wonderful. Let's come back in 25 years and see what of a life he has created for himself. When he's got no grandkids. You know, all his buddies, all his transgender buddies are fucking passed away from some fucking God knows disease or whatever. Because family is what gives you your roots. You know, when you're fucking 70 years old, think about it. Think about it. What do you got? What are you living for? You're looking back on your family and your friends and your extended family. How many friends have you had for fucking 70 years? Friends fall away, in my opinion. It's family that's the bond. You know, your mother. So all this transgender shit and stuff like that. Yeah, live it up. But I'll tell you what. And here's another. I don't want to get too preachy here. Stop me if I'm getting too preachy. But I know this guy. And, yeah, he's a homo, and he's a good guy. His name's Fraser, and he's a producer. I used to work with him years ago, and I ran into him. About a year ago, I ran into him, and I saw him. I think I mentioned this before. I'd seen him on, he's a funny-looking guy. I'm not going to lie here. Big fat guy. He's bald. Got red hair, so ginger. So I figure if you're ginger and you're fat, I mean, you're doubly cursed. And he were a homo on top of that. And wish nothing wrong with that. Because I know some of you have gay family members and stuff. And, you know, I do too. My friend's a homo. No, he's not. I'm just lying. I made that up. But this guy, His name's Fraser, and a few years ago, so I used to work with this guy. So I saw him a couple of years ago. I'm not on Facebook now, but I saw him a couple of years ago, and he had posted, when we were friends on Facebook, and he had posted pictures from his wedding. And it were really weird, because he married a guy who looked exactly like him. I guess they call these guys bears, this particular kind of homo, a bear. And he looked exactly like him. He were fat. He wore bald, he had a big fucking beard, and he wore a redhead, and they were both wearing fucking white suits. Which I don't know about you, if I wear white, I don't feel comfortable, I feel fat. You know, if I got a bit of a beard gut or I fucking ate too much, I don't like to wear white. Plus, I get messy all the time, I like to get a fucking stain on it. I guarantee you, I put on a white fucking t-shirt, I bite into a fucking hamburger, something will squirt out on it, and then I'll have to fucking walk around all day with this fucking mustard stain on my shirt. So I don't wear white. But these two redheaded homo guys, for the wedding, they were wearing white suits. Sorry, I banged the mic there. And it looked fucking it looked fucking ridiculous. Because you're fat, you're wearing white, and you got fucking red hair. And these guys, and I swear to God, and this was a while ago. This was about 2006, maybe. And people were, 2007, yeah, because Facebook wasn't around 2000. Yeah, it was about 2007, late 2007, because I got off YouTube at around then. And everybody's commenting in the comment section, "You such a beautiful couple. Oh, you're gorgeous. You two, look at you. Look at you two heartbreakers." And I was sitting there looking at this. I was like, is everybody seeing the same fucking shit that I'm seeing? You two heartbreakers. Look at you guys. You're gorgeous. Look at you. What a beautiful couple. All I saw were a couple of fat fucking homos with red hair and white suits fucking sitting there fucking stuffing themselves, getting fatter in fucking white suits. They look like a couple of dough balls with ketchup in them to me. And I thought that were the beginning of virtue signaling, where people are being nice. I were always taught, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. But don't fucking lie. You know what I mean? Like, someone comes up to me and the kid's really fucking ugly, and everybody goes, "Ooh, it's so beautiful, it's beautiful." I just say, "Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay, good kid. Nice, yeah. Okay, move along." That's how I am. I don't fucking sugarcoat, "Oh, what a beautiful kid. That kid's gonna break some fucking hearts someday." I'm just quiet. I just go, "Yeah, okay, nice. Okay, next. Move on. See you later. Nice to meet you." That's it. I don't lie. But that was the start of virtue signaling for me, where people just start fucking saying anything to fucking lie. I don't get it. So this story's leading somewhere. So anyway, this guy moved in with his husband and whatever. And I ran into this Fraser guy about a year ago. And I don't know what happened with him. I don't know if he's got the AIDS or something. But he were all forgetful. He kind of looked the same. But he were like an old man. He had the shakes. And he's not old. He had the shakes. And he was like, "Oh." And he's, "Oh, I've been ill recently. And no, my relationship had some problems and stuff like that." And here we go. This is the point I'm making here. You guys in your fucking white suits, sitting at the fucking buffet, eating all those fucking sausage rolls, everybody saying you're fucking beautiful. There we go. You think you're fucking riding a gravy train with biscuit wheels. 10 years later, what do you fucking have? You're just a couple of fucking homos in white suits sitting at your house all day. You don't got kids. You don't got family. Right? That's what I'm talking about. The family bond, okay? And it's a rough life. That's my preaching on it. You know, that is my preaching on it, that I would fear for my kids only because it's a rough life, not because I got nothing against it. I just think life is already hard, and I think when you choose that path, and sometimes you got no reason not to choose that path. It's just your natural DNA. It's just how your body works. It's what you are. But you cannot deny that it's a rough life. You're getting bullied, you're getting thing. And as you get older, that what I would say, because I think when you're young and you're hot, like you see these hot lesbians, or you see these really good looking gay guys, and they're out dancing with their shirts on, "Woo, look at me, woo," you know, and the gay pride day, and they got the six packs and stuff. If you're going to be a homo, that's the best time to do it. You're good looking, you're hairless, and you're fucking running around, you probably shave your balls and shit, and everything's great. Good stuff. But one day, you know, the golden chariots of kings grow old and tarnish, and so does the body age. One day you're going to get old, and what do you got? You want to have your kids. You want to have those bonds that hold you together. And what does Fraser have? You know, what are him and his fruity friend going to talk about wearing their white suits? You know, their fucking white suits. Look back at their Facebook post. Oh, people say we're gorgeous. They must look in the mirror and say, oh, that's not really true, because look at me. And then, like I say, he's all shaking and stuff. He's having problems with his marriage, apparently, and shit. Because you don't have any kids. That's why, dude. You get married, you have kids. That's what keeps you together, or at least kind of holds you. One day you stop caring about yourself and you think only of your kids. You think, ah, I don't need that flat screen TV because, you know, baby Jimbo needs shoes. You know, Susie needs to get, you know, a new hockey stick to play grass hockey or whatever. So that's my wisdom for today. It might not be right, but I'm just thinking of this Fraser. So I saw this Fraser and I figure he's got the AIDS or something, because he seemed all fucked up and forgetful and weird, and he could hardly walk, and he was just acting all weird. And I thought, wow, you're not so fucking good looking now in your fucking white suit, are you? That's why I always wear a black suit, guys, and gray. It's more forgiving on the figure. I hope Fraser isn't listening to this, because I wouldn't want to offend them. Okay, well, I think I'm going to cut things short here, because I don't know if anybody's noticed, but there has been a hissing sound in my microphone. I don't know where it's coming from. I've had it pop up before. I haven't been able to figure out where it is, and I've been able to make it go. But today I can't, so it's driving me nuts. It sounds like a gas leak. It's not doing it now, but it was doing it earlier. But I'm going to cut the podcast short here because I've rambled enough. But no updates on this figuring out how to do a live podcast. But soon, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And I'll see you guys next week. It's Deb Bug saying adios.